the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Sticking with the bro economy, earlier this week, Kim Kardashian came in for some flack when she posted videos online of her new Tesla bot, an apparent gift from Elon Musk. The $30,000 humanoid robot waves, blows kisses, and even played rock, paper, scissors with the reality star.
Rock, paper, scissors? One, two, three. Oh, you're a little slow, but I beat you.
But can it pick up dirty socks? That's what I want to know. And how likely are we to see these robots in our daily lives?
There is a bit of a sense of rich boys and their toys around the competition in robotics. It's like this space race competition is so 2022 to them now. So they've moved on and now it's all about the war of the robots. Like a real life rock'em sock'em.
Science and technology journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke.
Now we're at a stage where Tesla is trying to pivot to be more of a robotics company. Lots of kind of autonomous type technologies, including an Optimus robot. So it looks like a person. It has two arms, two legs. It's set to cost people $20,000 to $30,000. This idea of like a robotic butler. They can tie your shoelaces, butter your toast in the morning, mind your kids. I don't know if I'd be happy with a robot minding my kids personally.
I want a robot man to hold me tight.
Jeff Bezos, he has invested in a robot company called Physical Intelligence. They're developing robots that can do these kind of domestic chores. They can fold up your laundry, sort your colours and your whites and your dark colours. But I mean, I know humans who get that wrong plenty of times and everything comes out pink. So can you trust a robot to get it right? I don't know.
I think we have to think about the smartness of the robot, if you want to call it. That's really down to the artificial intelligence that's embedded within the robot.
Dr. Ruth Freeman of Science Foundation Ireland.
Robots that are trained to do very specific, narrow tasks. And actually, we're seeing huge improvements in those to the point that actually robots are getting better than humans at doing some of those very specific tasks. And I think that's a bit of a watershed for us. And probably the best example of that, an AI called AlphaFold, which is used to predict the shape of proteins. And it's been able to do that far better than any human researcher has managed to do. I think what we don't have yet is what might be called generalized AI, where a computer system can take something totally out of context the way maybe a human can and make sense of that. You have people like Elon Musk who said that, you know, artificial general intelligence is just around the corner, making statements like the likelihood of this being a good outcome is about 80%. You know, I think we can all think we'd like to be more sure of that before we progress. Scientists are now coming up with new types of robots that are really mimicking the extraordinary vision powers of things like bats and dolphins, using different kinds of sound waves. And this could produce robots that could see through materials like thick fog, or even maybe through a wall.
I'll be back.
For anyone that's seen the movie Terminator 2, a couple of years ago, scientists were able to recreate a tiny little robot. He was called a microbot, and he was made out of liquid metal microparticles. And using magnetic fields, researchers were able to get that little robot to sort of completely melt. He could then move out of a small cage and reform on the other side of the cage. And it could even shape itself to do something like fix electronics in a difficult place. So imagine you're in the International Space Station, you need to change a screw, you don't have the right tool, this little robot could go in and shape itself to do that fix for you.
Robots are already starting to make a difference in our everyday lives.
We're seeing scientists in Singapore working on tiny robots, even smaller than a grain of rice. And these little nanobots are designed that they can go in and deliver drugs very, very specifically to different areas of the body. So they might travel through your digestive system. Many of us will know about the side effects of things like some chemotherapy drugs. So if we can only get that to the place in the body where it's needed and avoid systemic administration of the drug, that's likely to be much more effective and produce far fewer side effects. And you can imagine in a sort of disaster zone, one of the things that might be very useful is a robot that's sort of shaped like a snake. And this has actually been developed now. It's called Koboa, and it was developed by researchers in Switzerland. Kind of is an expandable snake, so it gradually gets longer and longer, but it can make its way through piles of rubble into very small places to find people who are lost.
Electronic dog was seen patrolling the grounds of a place in Miami owned by future President Trump. The Secret Service is using this to enhance the security measure.
Former Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Safety and Security Auditor Kevin Byrne.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Each dog costs $75,000. It's an awful looking thing, I think, because it's like a dog without a proper head. This is not like a normal pet. A dog says clearly on it, do not pet. By the way, I should mention that the dog is known as Spot. How friendly is that? But it's not distracted by, interactions with humans. It doesn't affect by scent or sound. So it's on the job 24/7. That's the bit that concerned people. Would this dog bite me? Would it frighten me? Would it tear me down? And the answer is not yet. But we saw that in the movie 2001 when Hal was released. He wasn't going to harm anybody. But look where that ended up.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The problem with this is if you've got a robot, it transmits. It transmits on some kind of a radio frequency, but there's always somebody listening in. If they can't hack it, they can certainly block it. One of the countermeasures is apparently to go up to this well-known robot and spray it with actually hairspray. It covers the transmitters, it covers the actual lenses, so poor old Spot is disabled very quickly, but he gets confused then, and he might actually lose his balance and fall over.
I really loved learning how things worked. So my dad's an engineer, and he would always do small electronics projects with me. And I thought he was the coolest person ever. And I thought the projects we were doing were really cool. I think I was like 10, and we did a little circuit. There was just a little light at the end, and when you push down on a button, it closed the circuit and the light turned on. And so we did a little like Morse code project with that.
There were infinite channels between you.
Founder of Acara Robotics, Niamh Donnelly, is just one of the Irish businesses seeing potential in the robotics sector.
We started out building social robots for retirement communities. So Stevie was built for social interactions and to interact with people when they're maybe a bit lonely. Or one area that was like really fascinating was storytelling and story reading. So we went down into the kind of dementia care unit where a lot of the time people are non-verbal, and when Stevie would sit around and read stories to them, Tir na n-Og, and there was one point in the story where Oisín falls off the horse or something, and the robot would say it in this very animated way, and a lot of the people would gasp. And it might seem like a menial task, but it's very important to have that cognitive reaction and interact in a more meaningful way.
There can be technical difficulties along the way, especially when karaoke is involved.
And Stevie's voice wasn't the best. Stevie was coming through the centre of the crowd singing Celine Dion. One of the screws came loose in his neck and his head flipped to the side. So he just continued on down the centre of the crowd singing My Heart Will Go On. And it actually kind of humanised the technology a little bit more, because people make mistakes all the time. And it made him more accepted in a way.
While we're still trying to process the reality of robots, they're closer to home than you might think.
We might actually start to see them out and about in our daily lives a bit more in the coming years. In Dublin Airport, there are now autonomous robots that can bring people's luggage from place to place. They also have like little name tags on them and funny names. My favourite one is called Handler Bing.
Oh, that makes me feel so warm in my hollow tin chest.
My mum was in this Super Value when a robot passed her by in the aisles doing a stock take. She was like, what year is it?
She from O'Queen reported.